Dan is on the line this morning. Morning, Dan.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Dan?
Dead on, Joel. I was just listening to that lady earlier on there, Joel, that first girl that was on.
Yes,
there.
Mary, yes.
Yeah. Well, Joel, we were in a house, an executive house, and we were in it for like 4 or 5 years, and then we got the chance to purchase it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so we purchased it. We were in the house for 18 years paying it, and we had a couple of defaults on the mortgage and lost it. They put us out of it.
So you can sympathise with the stress and the strain that Mary was feeling?
It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. We finished up lost in that house for 18 years of paying it, Joel. And the worst about it was, when every time we rang up to them about the payments kept going up with the interest rate, and our house at the time, we were paying 205 quid a month. And at the end of it, the last payment we made was 720 quid. And when every time we contacted them, all the cap sent us was check the small print.
Whenever you heard, and Mary was saying, you know, she reached the point and she was looking for help. I mean, were you looking for help, or like Ursula said, were you sort of trying to make the arrangements or reach some sort of compromise or deal yourselves?
So we done were out food to try and pay the mortgage. That's how bad we wanted to hang on to that house, and we couldn't get any help nowhere. Couldn't get it anywhere.
Ursula, what do you say to Dan this morning, or people maybe here in Dan's situation?
Well, I would say to Dan that, you know, it's so sad to hear what happened to Dan and his family, and I can only imagine how traumatic that was. And we have so many clients who are struggling themselves and trying to make those payments. And to pick up on John's point, it's not a matter really of cutting your cloth. I appreciate what John was saying, but people who are in a situation, as Dan has said, are going without food. They aren't buying luxuries. They're struggling for months in isolation, and family breakdown, terrible relationship breakdown happens. And people in a situation, not because they're overspending. A lot of our clients, it's because there's been a change of circumstance. Their hours have been reduced. They've been made redundant. There's illness. And, you know, there's so many people out there who maybe don't appreciate some of the help that is available, some of the help via the benefit system, but also having that advocate speak to your lender to agree a suitable repayment plan. Sometimes we can negotiate payment holidays. On some occasions, we can get you a temporary conversion to interest only that reduces your payment. Sometimes we can get your interest rate varied. We have done cases at court where we have effectively had the interest rate reduced to make it affordable for people. So specialist advice really does make a difference. And, you know, I can only imagine what Dan and his family have been through. And it's very important that, you know, people like Dan are telling everybody that how awful it is, and that, you know, advice and help is important.
Dan, how long ago was it, Dan, when you lost the house? And what's your situation now?
2010, Joel.
And what's your situation now?
Well, we're in a rented accommodation. We had to split the family up. Our son and daughter have moved elsewhere because we had to move to a smaller house or rented accommodation.
So it's had a really long-lasting effect on your family.
Well, Joel, the house that we had. Well, I know the fella that bought the house, right? And I'm going to just tell you the truth. What happened? Right? We owed them 65 grand. That's after 18 years of payment. 65 grand, and the fella gave £64,000 for the house because he's a friend of mine. They're still chasing us for £1,000.
I mean, that period of time, Ursula, I don't know, because of the 3 years has passed and the circumstances, and the house has obviously been sold, it's very difficult now to find any redress or to do anything that would help Dan in that situation, I assume.
Unfortunately, yes, because the house has been sold, Dan would no longer have any legal title to that property. And I'm sure the difficulty Dan and his family have faced, that having to go into private rented accommodation is often more expensive than the original mortgage was. And that's people struggle paying rents in the private rented sector. And that's another reason why it's so important to get that advice to try and keep your home. And often going to court can buy people time, where we can refer that person for the in-depth help via our debt counselling, looking at maximising their income and looking at options. And if it is a situation, because not everyone can keep their home, some people have been in very difficult credit situations where maybe they have a large secured loan against the property. But for people who can't sustain the home, what we can do is investigate a possibility of getting an adjournment at court for the person to sell their home themselves so that they can maximise the value of that house themselves and reduce the shortfall debt that they could be liable for, because that's effectively what Dan is being pursued for. And I think it's pretty tough that they're being pursued for £1,000 shortfall debt. And certainly if Dan would like to speak to us just in terms of having somebody liaise with the lender on his behalf, we'd be happy to do so.
Ursula, I'll come back to you and give the contact details. Keith Burnside's here for the news headlines. We're going to delay Keith maybe a couple of minutes because I want to hear from Frank. He's a very patient man, is Keith. Frank Sonoma. Frank, good morning to you.
Yeah, hello, Joe.
Go on ahead, Frank.
Well, I lost my house 3 years ago. I built my own house. It was 9 years ago, so it was only 7 years old when I lost my house. I borrowed money against my house to buy buy-to-let properties, and then the whole thing went wrong, and I ended up losing everything.
Mm. And in terms of the experience and the stress, I mean, all the circumstances are different, but the stress when it comes to the point where you feel you're going to lose your home.
Yes.
I mean, it must have a major impact.
Well, it was stressful, but I think I coped with it fairly well. But when I look back, I think it was unfair that the ordinary person in the street has to suffer all this because the banks were lending out money willy-nilly and they seemed to get off scot-free.
Okay. Ursula, I mean, we've got about maybe 30 seconds left. I mean, how do people contact you? Is this a crisis? Are you noticing more and more of these calls coming through to you?
Well, it is a crisis and we are struggling to cope with the demand, but we are doing everything in our power to meet the demand that comes our way. So I'm going to give out a number for listeners. Please give us a call. It's 0300 323 0310. That's our mortgage debt advice line. But also, please go to court. If you have a court hearing tomorrow, if you have a court hearing the next day, give us a call.
Okay.
Or turn up a court, whether it's a county court or your homeowner at Chancery.
Ursula, thank you very much.